KEOM joins the community in remembering the 9/11 attacks.
My name is Bruce Archer, and I'm the mayor here in the city of Mesquite. For many years, I was the general manager of the CC's Pizza in South Mesquite, and the night before, I had worked late closing the restaurant, and so I was sleeping. And at the time, I had a roommate, a buddy of mine, came in and said, "Hey, wake up, wake up. Our mutual friend David keeps calling you. He says he needs to talk to you right now." I guess my roommate had been asleep too. He didn't know what was going on. I call my friend because, you know, no cell phones back then, no iPhones. It had news and information at your fingertips. You had to turn the TV on. And he said, "You got to turn the TV on right now." The first plane had already hit the first tower. Of course, my thoughts were, "Oh Lord, surely this is a freak accident. This is just some kind of terrible mishap." And of course, when the second plane hit, I knew, like we all knew, that we were at war. Those first couple of hours, as I'm watching the TV, glued to the TV, and seeing the absolute horror in front of us, you could see people having to jump out of the towers because the heat was so intense. And the fear on people's faces down below there in New York. Then, of course, we had the Pentagon hit, and then eventually the plane that went down in Shanksville there in Pennsylvania. I think a mixture of fear, trepidation, anxiety, and anger. Anger that this had been done, this country, and that those innocent lives were snuffed out for what good reason? So certainly we'll continue to remember those awful moments, those first few hours after the attacks. And we should, because if we don't keep those things fresh in our mind, if we don't remember the terrible thing that happened that day, we could possibly allow those same things to happen again if we're not alert and careful, because freedom is not free and freedom's always under attack. I think we need to remember it as a somber moment that our nation was attacked. As horrible as that day was, very quickly we began to see people coming together in this country like they had not since literally World War II. We saw people looking after each other. We saw people caring for one another. And there was just a greater sense of neighborly love all throughout this country. Later that day, on 9/11, watching Democrats and Republicans who the day before had been duking it out, if you will, on the House and Senate floor, shoulder to shoulder on the front steps of the Capitol, singing "God Bless America." That was a beautiful sight of unity. And that gave me a sense of hope. And it's a hope that we need today in the time that we're in with so much division in our country. I would hope that one lesson that we could take from 9/11 is that when everyone seems so angry, everyone's so frustrated, in my humble opinion, really, most Americans agree on a lot more than we disagree on. We need to be very intentional in our efforts to have the mindset and that we don't just unite when something terrible happens.